Again, something to think about. To walk as Yahshua walked. Not to go as the old serpent, Satan, the devil, who crawls around in the dust of the earth seeking to destroy. Again, figuratively, Satan seeks to deceive and to destroy all mankind, just as he did to Adam and Eve. Again, when you consider Genesis 2:7, that man was formed from the dust of the earth. The seed of the woman, Yahshua, shall crush the head of the serpent. Our hope is in Yahshua. We must walk as he walked. In his walk, he crushed the head of the serpent. That's what he did. Along with Yahshua, we have many good examples of those who walked with Yahweh. And of course, we can look, if you turn over a page here to Genesis chapter 5, is it mentions Enoch. And of course, when it says walk with Yahweh, walk with Elohim, it is speaking really in the figurative sense here, doing his will, keeping his commandments, doing what is right before him. As it says here in Genesis chapter 5, beginning with verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and procreated Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he procreated Methuselah 300 years and procreated sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim. And he was not, for Elohim took him. Now, many people, of course, have tried to say that Enoch was taken up into heaven. But if you look over in Hebrews chapter 11, it gives us the answer of what actually happened to Enoch here. That he actually did die, as it shows. If we look in Hebrews 11, and first at verse 5, where it mentions him, by faith Enoch was translated. And of course, if you look at that word, it means to be removed, taken away. It doesn't exactly specify where. That he should not see death, and he was not found because Elohim translated him, for he has had witness borne to him that before his translation he had been well pleasing to Elohim. But what happens whenever somebody seeks to serve Yahweh? We know that the wickedness of the people was great in the time of in this time prior to the flood, and of course it ultimately ended in the destruction of the people through the flood. But Enoch walked with Elohim. He was a good man. He was a man who served Yahweh, obviously. And it shows us in the scriptures, for instance, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, as it says, yes, and all that would live holy in the Messiah Yahshua shall suffer persecution. Well, just by living holy, Enoch suffered persecution. But you look down here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13, it says, concerning all those that are mentioned, including Enoch, these all died in faith. Yes, even Enoch died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them and greeted them from afar off, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And so it was that as Enoch walked with Elohim, he had to translate him, to preserve him, because obviously the evil people of the world wanted to destroy him. Because he again served Yahweh. We find also, if we go back to Genesis, and this time to Genesis chapter 6, it makes mention of Noah. As it says in Genesis 6:9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. And there it mentions righteousness. Now, the Bible, as we know, is a book of definitions. And one of the definitions you always want to remember is the definition for righteousness. And that's found over in Deuteronomy 6, verses 24 and 25, as it says, and Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive at this day. And it shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded us. And so righteousness is obedience to the law. Again, back in Genesis 6, and these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, and perfect in his generations. Noah walked with Elohim. Again, whether we're young or whether we're old, one of the lessons in life that we need to learn is to walk with Elohim, to walk as Yahshua walked, walking with Almighty Yahweh. And we can do that through the commandments. Again, recognizing that our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, was the Word made flesh, and that by walking according to the commandments of Yahweh, We know, of course, that we are expressing our love for Yahweh, and we are proving ourselves to be a people who are worthy to receive the free gift of salvation that comes through Yahshua the Messiah.